Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. This year, they're back with top fives, top tens, and top 20s over there. How'd you do last week, Delco?
We hit a top 10.
You hit a top 10?
Alex Noren.
I did not hit a top 10.
Yeah, Alex Noren hit the top 10.
I had one top 20, and that was it. The rest of my guys shit the bed.
Shane Lowry, final group. Yeah. Only guy Sunday, Monday that shot even par. Everybody else was under par. Oof. Yeah, not great. Man. Not great for our boy Shane.
Sorry.
Austin Eckroat wins. Been betting him all year. 1 week I don't take him.
The Croat, dude.
It happens. I told you, man. He was going to win this year. And you bet him.
I think you bet three times this year, and then the 1 week you don't bet him, he wins.
I know.
And that's your mistake.
It was my mistake. Hand up.
I get
not having faith in my boy.
I get the same thing though. Like I was riding JT Poston for a few weeks, and then now I'm like, fuck you, dude. Now I'm pissed off about it, and I'm not going to bet.
He'll win sometime this summer.
I think so, too. I just don't think it's going to be now.
He'll win like the John Deere.
All right. I like that. The John Deere is fine. I don't like the Mexico Open. I don't like that other one out in Hawaii. I don't like those little fringe ones.
We're in the most magical city in this country.
Where are we at?
We're in Orlando.
Yeah, we are. Let's go.
Bay Hill.
Grab some hard AF seltzers. It's Total Wines in Orlando.
Arnie's Tournament.
There you go. Is this a big boy one?
It is a signature event.
Yeah.
Elevated event, whatever they're calling it these days. It's a no-cut 69-man tournament for some reason.
It's uncirked.
Yeah. I think Tony dropped out last second. They're like, we can't fill that spot.
You're kidding. Was that what it was?
I think so.
There's plenty of people.
Could have given Novak that spot. He's been playing really well. Whatever. 69 guys, no cut.
I like it. Let's see. Yeah. 69 guys, no cut is fine. I guess if you're there, though, you can't really party as hard.
They're going off in twosomes, so it'll be longer.
Okay, gotcha.
It'll be threesomes.
All right. Then I'd be in. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All these golf courses now have boxes and suites and all the fun stuff. I've never been to Bay Hill, though, before.
I've played Bay Hill.
How was it?
It's tough.
Is it?
It's very tough.
What'd you shoot?
I broke 90.
All right. That's respectable.
Yeah, I shot an 89.
That's right. Yeah. I broke 90. What'd you shoot? 89. Cool. Yeah, you're
not tournament conditions, but yeah, 89.
Okay. That's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
That's not bad at all. What's the weather like down there now? I'm sure it's nice.
Yeah, but typical Florida fashion, I'm sure there'll be like a 15-minute thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Weather has not been good for the PGA Tour this year.
No.
It's as if the Saudis control the weather.
It's a weird year, man. I was watching SVP the other night. Big fan of Scott Van Pelt. I don't know if you are, but I always kind of flip him on late at night. And put
both
him on,
me and
in the back
Van Pelt actually started at Golf Channel.
Really?
Not the same time, but... Both of our careers started at Golf Channel.
Yeah, I'll flip him on late at night and just have him on the background because his humor and his outlook on life, because he does these other segments, it's better than late night talk shows to me. So like, it's like a safety net. He had a very interesting, because they're gambling a lot now on ESPN as well as our show.
Well, we got ESPN Bet.
Right, which sucks. But so he's got to do all the odds. The interesting one that he pulled up was golf this week. And he said, if you bet $1 and rolled it over for each of the first nine tournaments so far of this year.
And picked every winner.
It would have paid off at $12 trillion.
I was about to say, you're a trillionaire. Yeah.
Trillionaire. I've never seen a stat like that before in my life. I was like, oh my God.
Because it's been such a weird year.
It has. Nine different winners over 40 to 1, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is wild. But did that change your strategy for this week?
Not really. No.
It did for me.
I'm gonna stick with the data, man. I'm a data boy.
Okay. Who you got this week?
So we got two tournaments this week too that I bet on.
What's the other card?
It's the other event that the lesser players are playing in Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico Open.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah. So we got five total winners, three from the Arnold Palmer, two from the Puerto Rico Open.
Wow. Okay.
So
let's start with the Arnold Palmer.
All right. We're going with a guy that I know he's just due to win soon. He's coming back from the injury. He's playing well. He's getting back in shape. Seemingly maybe has found something with a long putter. Will Zalatoris.
Okay.
30-1. Going to put $100 there.
The famous Willie Z. I was this close to pulling the trigger on him last night. Because I always bet these on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. I was this close. I think it's a great pick.
Actually. Elevates his game when it's a tough course. Just like he did at Riviera. Probably should have won at Riviera, to be fair.
Yeah.
Then we got Jason Day.
I picked Jason Day last year. He won a tournament for me. So I love it. I love that pick.
He's starting to play well. Loves Orlando. Loves to take his kids to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
30-1. $100 there. Then a guy that is super undervalued. Oof. Incredibly gifted.
Yeah.
No longer has to serve in the Korean Army because he and Siwoo Kim won the gold medal in the Asian Olympic Games or something. I don't know. Brought glory to Korea, so he no longer has to serve. Sung Jae-im at 60-1. You're never going to get Sung Jae at 60-1 odds.
You're not. I took Sung Jae a couple times last year. I got burned. I don't see myself ever betting on him again. Unless it's one of those Hawaii tournaments.
Loves Bay Hill. I don't know why, but he loves Bay Hill.
I can't do
it. So 60-100 wins $6,000.
Okay. And then who are your top tens there?
Then my top tens, we're going with a guy who just can't win, but is always in the mix.
Cam Young.
Cam Young. Yeah. Plus 230, $200 there.
Okay.
Majority of our budget. Chris Kirk also, 4-1, $100 on a top 10.
He's had a great year.
Destroys this course every year too.
Okay.
So I'm also going to take him to be a first-round leader. It's not on the card, but first-round leader, Chris Kirk, 50-1. Lock that in.
Yeah.
And then my top 20s, Cam Davis, plus 240, $200 there. And Lee Hodges at 5-1, $50.
All right.
And then we're going to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico! Oh! Where you at, Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, we're going Nate Lashley at 35-1, $100. And then the big rig, Harry Higgs, 100-1.
Wow.
$50 there to win $5,000.
Only 50.
Yeah. Well,
a hundo would pay you $10,000 on Harry Higgs.
Right, but it's 100-1.
I'm gonna do it, I think. Just to do it, see what happens this weekend. I haven't paid attention to this tournament at all.
So Harry Higgs, he has not been playing good golf. However, top 10 here last year, plays well at Puerto Rico every year. Nate Lashley has played Puerto Rico 3 times, has top 10 all 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So I love Nate Lashley to win this tournament, actually. 35-1.
Okay. And then top 20 here, who you got?
Like I said, Cam Davis and Lee Hodges.
Lee Hodges. There you go. Okay.
But I love Cam Davis, the top 20.
Now, for me, because I was checking these odds this morning here, and this is what I wanted to ask you about today. So for me, I got a guy. Look, I got one pretty much favorite here. It was 17-1. It was Victor Hovland.
Mm-hmm.
He
wasn't 17-1 last night. He was 14-1.
Last night, this is what I wanted to ask you about today. I just fucking told you.
No,
this.
I'm saying last night I looked at it. He was 14-1.
I have it. I just bet it. 17-1 last night, okay? Mm-hmm. That dropped down to 14-1 today. Ludvig, I've been betting him.
He's 20-1.
Twice. Right. Not anymore. That's the thing. That's where I want to get to. So last night when I bet him, 20-1. This morning, 17-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long shot here on this last one, just because it's happened all year and everything else. Corey Connors was at 50-1 here, and I put a hundo on him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is what I wanted to chat with you about. Why are the odds so drastic between a Tuesday and a Wednesday?
They're not drastic. That's not really drastic.
That's a lot.
Going 17-14 is not really drastic.
17-14 is a lot, dude.
Because a lot of people bet them.
But it's before a tournament. It's not like you're betting on a college football team that just got hot. None of these guys have
won this
year.
Yeah, but you're going to go with a percentage of the people that bet. It's kind of like their liability.
Okay,
they have to readjust their odds because a certain percentage of the money for the tournament is either on Victor Hovland or Ludvig. So they have to adjust accordingly so people don't continue to get that number. And then if that guy somehow wins, they get slaughtered.
Right. And this is what I'm feeding you here on this one. For the audience at home, when should they place their golf bets to get the best odds?
Monday.
Okay, so
I got Sungjae at 80-1
on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's where I was going with all of this. So what time do the odds come out for most of these golf tournaments?
Monday.
Monday. Yeah. Okay. Because I don't check into it until Tuesday. I'll start doing Tuesday, and then I'll usually bet either Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, depending upon, you know, what sports the kids
but
are playing.
But I never saw Victor Hovland at 17-1.
17-1 is what I got him at.
I never saw him at 17-1.
Now, fucking homeboy, I didn't get him at 20-1. I got Ludwig crashed down to 17-1 for me. So, like, I didn't get him at that.
There's no juice for that, man. I love Ludwig, but
I don't know that he's going
to
win.
I don't think he should be under 20-1.
Well, he was at 20 last night, and then everybody's betting on him. So why
but
is everybody betting
on
Ludwig?
He should be in like the third. He should be in the Tommy range, like 28-1, 30-1.
That's what I thought.
He shouldn't be under 21. That's
why,
a lot of
why
hype.
Is he? Is what I don't
because he's awesome.
He is awesome, but
he's generational.
He hasn't won.
He has won. He's won twice. He's won once on the PGA Tour, and he's won once on the DP World Tour.
When was his win on the PGA Tour?
It was in the fall.
Oh, when it doesn't count.
No, it does count.
Well, I mean, to you, but not the. So
it
not
does
to
still
us,
count.
Not to us gamblers. Like
no, it counts.
My
to
season
every
ends. My season ends after the FedEx.
Well,
is
that's
over.
On you because you could have won a lot of money on Ludwig because he won twice in the fall.
Yeah, but I don't fucking pay. Nobody pays attention to golf in the fall.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't, dude. We're betting on college fucking football and NFL.
Yeah, and you get a little lottery ticket to then take that money and bet more college football.
It's because there's no why. So why don't they promote it then? Why is there no press for the PGA?
They
in
do,
the fall?
But a lot of guys, it's like kind of their break. But the DP World Tour also has the end of their season in the fall.
And why is it their break?
Because they don't want to go head to head against football.
Because they don't care. Yeah, you're getting trounced.
But I'm telling you, literally, people go to Europe too. And finish up the DP World Tour.
And
in
I don't follow that either. I don't follow that.
So Rory, like all the big guys that do, they have to do both the PGA Tour and the Euro Tour to qualify for the Ryder Cup, they go over to Europe.
Okay. Gotcha. So now this makes a little more sense to me. So for the audience at home who's betting on mybookie.com, come in on a Monday. You're going to get the best odds, and then they'll slowly go down throughout the week, depending upon who other people are betting on.
Yeah, you could have gotten Harry Higgs Monday. 200-1.
Really? So that's how drastic it is?
Yeah.
God damn, dude. All right.
Or like maybe they'll cap it. Like my bookie will do like 100-1 cap.
No, they don't give a shit. I was like, there was a guy that I bet on, I think it was 150-1 just to do it. I didn't put much money on it. And they'll leave it. It's one of those things though. I was unaware that it cut that drastically within just a couple days. Shit. Which is why I asked you today, because if you're at home right now and you're trying to get the best odds, pop in on a Monday and then see how it goes. I'm with you here. If you start to get down in that, I don't know, let's call it anything under 10-1, 12-1 odds on some of these people, you can live line that shit and pick it up, you know, after a bad round on Thursday or Friday potentially and still get the same odds or higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't heard your picks besides. You had Hovland, you had Ludwig. Who was the third?
Corey Connors.
Corey Connors.
50-1. And that, by the way, what I said at the top was...
No Americans, which is a good strategy for Bay Hill because a lot of foreigners win this tournament.
Well, the other thing, too, is like with Corey Connors, it's a 50-1 thing that after, you know, looking at all the people who've won this year, maybe that streak does continue. Why are we seeing so many winners that are long shots this year?
I feel like a lot of guys are just checked out.
But why? Just because of the split competition and everything else?
Yeah.
This was also something
I think Rahm,
that SDP said.
Once Rahm left, guys like Rory, maybe even Hovland, felt a little slighted, a little pissed. And yeah, maybe they just didn't come into this season with the same type of like focus.
Okay.
Just after June 6th. I know it's funny because Jan 6th, June 6th. But when, you know, Jay Monahan went on TV with the Osser mm-hmm. and just essentially... totally blindsided the entire roster. I think it pissed off a lot of guys, and they came in, and it's kind of like this entire year, it's kind of been, best way to put it is just kind of been like a year that's kind of in flux and a year that's uncertain where guys are like, all right, when are we going to get this fucking merger done?
Right. And again, SVP said he used the phrase splintered, that it feels splintered.
Splintered, it's also a lame duck year. I would mm-hmm. say it's just a weird year. It's like, all right, whatever. Majors are the only thing that matter.
Sort of. I mean, if I'm one of these guys, though, if one of the first nine that just won here, not only are you making a shit ton of money, but then you got your tour card, you got exemptions for the majors and all this other stuff.
A lot of Europeans are coming in like that. Pavon's been
That's what I'm saying. So
dominated.
Like, you have, there's a reason to fucking play. And if I'm these underdogs, fuck them. If they're not motivated to do it, there's a lot of hungry people out mm-hmm. there who are trying to feed their fucking families. So now's a good time to do it.
And it's a good time to do it because if we do get to that merger and it's just big names only, we eventually get to a world tour that's just like the top 70 guys, top 100 guys. You better start winning now.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But so far, so good. I haven't mind watching it except for the weather shit.
You watch Full Swing yet?
No, it just popped up.
Just dropped.
How is it?
I haven't watched anything except the DJ episode. I love DJ.
Okay. All right.
Him and Paulina come off awesome.
Do they?
Yeah. Cool. Paulina's a gangster.
I know. Got to get yourself a Paulina out there, dude. I'm a huge fan of that show. I love those sports docs that Netflix is pumping out. I saw it pop up in the thing, but I'm behind on Love is Blind with my wife.
Okay.
It's embarrassing to say, but yeah. I'll say it anyways. So we've been watching that goddamn thing. I'm trying to race through it so I can get to Full Swing.
But from what I've gathered, they've kind of made Liv come off much better than Liv actually is.
Oh, in the doc?
In the Full Swing
well,
thing.
Let me ask you this. Did they do it knowing that they're going to merge?
I don't know.
And they didn't want to talk shit against
or
them?
Or maybe the Saudis funded some of their production.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Netflix has a huge presence overseas, so you never
but
know.
They kind of made it sound like Brooks Koepka's like major win was really going to change things for Liv. It didn't. It changed things for
Brooks.
Koepka.
Yeah. Change shit for Brooks.
I think Brooks would even say that. He'd be like, yeah, it doesn't matter for Liv. It matters to me. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I guarantee you, you get fucking Brooks in a suite during the Super Bowl, couple of key bumps in him, and I bet he's like, man, fuck all those people over there. I don't give a shit. I'm just there for money. You know?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what, I mean, Dustin says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. Take the fucking money. All right. One more time with your picks.
So, for the API, Will Zalatoris, Jason Day, Sungjae Im to win. Cam Young, Chris Kirk, top 10. Cam Davis, Lee Hodges, top 20. And then two Puerto Rico picks to win. Nate Lashley and Harry Higgs.
There you go. And then for me, so I only put my same players in the top fives and top 10s. I don't do top 20s. This will be posted in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Subscribe. It is free. You can see all my bet slips in there. Victor Hovland, Ludwig, and then Corey Connors there. I've got those three to win. I've got them in top fives and top tens as well. And we'll see what happens. I mean, look, so far, so good. Glad that my bookie has brought back top fives, top tens, and top 20s over there. Bet with us or against us. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.